A new website called Seattle Review of Books aims to serve local readers. Paul Constant is a co-founder. He was the Strangers book editor for many years. Paul, thank you so much for stopping by.
Thanks for having me.
So why is your website necessary?
We say on the site, Seattle is the best book city in America. And I believe that. And I know that there is a city called New York City out there. I think that
I've heard of it.
Yes. and you know, the publishing industry seems to think that New York is the best literary city in America. And I think there's been a polar shift to the West. You know, we have amazing bookstores here. We have readings every night of the week. We have writers. We have an amazing literary culture here. We also have the biggest bookstore in the world is based out of Seattle and South Lake Union. So we have this amazing culture, and it is something that I feel very passionately about, and it's something that I think is not covered enough in the media. I think that the Seattle Times, Marianne Gwynn runs book reviews, and they do a great job with it, and so do other publications in the city, but they just don't have the advertising dollars to pay for what I think the book coverage that I think the city really deserves. I think we need a ton of book reviews from as many different perspectives as possible.
So what would we see on the Seattle Review of Books that we wouldn't see in the New York Times Book Review or the Seattle Times or many of the other places where you can see book reviews?
Our goal is to reflect the reading life of an average Seattleite. And I think that that's an important distinction to make. We don't just review books from Seattle or about Seattle, although we like to, and we like to feature writers who are coming to town on the site. But we want to resemble a modern reader. We want the site to look like a modern reader's bookshelf, where you have comics and graphic novels right next to poetry, right next to current events, nonfiction, and used books that nobody has found in decades. It's just we want to resemble sort of the Catholic reading tastes of the modern Seattleite, because I think it's an amazing thing, and I don't think anyone else is doing that.
There's a website called Goodreads, and it's basically a crowdsourced website where anyone can write a review. Mm-hmm. In your soliciting people to help you review, will you be editing their reviews?
Oh, absolutely, yes. Yeah, we believe passionately in the idea of book reviews as pieces of literature in themselves. Book critics respond to writing with writing. That's the only case I can think of where that happens. Music critics don't write albums in responses to albums, and every once in a while you will read a book review that is better written than the book it's reviewing, and I think that's an amazing thing, and it doesn't happen in any other form of criticism. So I do want to edit the book reviews and to sort of improve the writing and improve the dialogue, because I think that a lot of book reviews are strictly thumbs up, thumbs down. Here's a plot synopsis. Here's whether you should buy the book or not. And I think that every book has some value. And I think a good piece of book criticism brings out that value. And that's something I sort of want to help a whole new generation of book critics do. You know, I want to sort of revive the art form. I really feel like a citizen of literary Seattle, and I wanted to do something to give back. And so I did not want to just start a blog that was just me, because nobody needs another blog that is one white dude with opinions about books. I wanted to involve the community somehow, and my partner on this site, Martin McClellan, was the one who suggested the name Seattle Review of Books, and we were over dinner, and I was like, that site, that URL cannot be open. And he looked, and it was, and he said, we should buy it together, and I gave him $10, and we shook hands, and now it's a thing, and we want to involve as many reviewers as possible.
So it nourishes your creative output, but do you, here comes the dreaded M word, intend to monetize this site?
Yes, we do. And this is, again, Martin came up with this. He's the idea man. The site has a sponsorship model. Every week, there is a sponsor for the site. Generally, it's an author or a publisher who wants to promote a book. And so they will pay to have a link to a chapter of the book placed on every page on the site. So it will be very prominent, very clear that it's a sponsorship. It will usually be a book that has just come out, or an author who's reading somewhere in town or something like that. And they want to make sure the readers notice. It's not going to make Martin nor I rich. Neither one of us are planning on making any money off the site, but it is going to allow us to pay our freelancers and also to pay poets, because we're going to run a poem a week. And it was important to us to pay our contributors.
Now, how much will you pay your contributors?
Well, at the beginning, it's not
the princely
so much.
Sum of how much?
The princely sum of $50 a review and $25 a poem.
Now, I got to ask, when you're taking sponsorships to help pay for the site and make it possible, sure. People might be going, are you just reviewing books or writing good reviews of books because these people are sponsoring them?
Yeah, and that's I understand that. And we want to be as transparent as possible on the site about everything. And so if a book sponsors the site, then that book is not available for review. The sponsorship page is just as beautiful and readable as the rest of the site, but it is a slightly different color. There's a little bit of a blue tint to it. So there's no confusion between the advertisement and the site.
Paul Constant, a year from today, how will you know that the Seattle Review of Books is a success?
If we are involved with the community and we are still paying our contributors and we are still putting out interesting and well-written book criticism, I will call that a victory.
Paul Constant, co-founder of the Seattle Review of Books. You can find it online. Thank you so much for stopping by.
Thank you so much for having me.